I'm at the beach. Can you hear the wind? I'm huddling behind the windbreaks, reading Something New Under the Sun, An Environmental History of the 20th Century by John McNeill. This bit's about Soviet efforts to harness the flow of water. Imperial Russia was despotic, but not hydraulic. Central Asia's ancient irrigation systems declined or were purposely destroyed in the 19th century when Russia conquered the region. The Bolsheviks, in 1917, inherited a country with little irrigation and little water management, other than the provision of piped water to some major cities. One of Lenin's early decrees, 1918, encouraged irrigation in Turkmenistan, but Soviet policy scarcely affected the hydrosphere until the 1930s. Stalin and his successors believed that Soviet engineering could customize the hydrosphere to meet the economic and political needs of the rapidly industrializing country, struggling to build communism before its enemies destroyed it. In this climate, half measures had no place. Projects had to be big, targets heroic, and deadlines ambitious. Naturally, corners had to be cut. From Stalin's point of view, the political prisoners of the Soviet gulags made giant projects all the more tempting. A new era dawned with hydroelectric installations, the first major ones of which spanned the Volga in 1937. More dams and irrigation schemes sprouted along the Volga, which became a series of large ponds, and on the Dnieper, the Don, and the Dniester. By the 50s, diversion reduced the stream flow of all the large rivers in the southwestern USSR. As the Don and Ural rivers shrank, engineers channeled Volga water through canals to top them up. That shortchanged the Caspian Sea, already shrinking because of consumptive use of Volga waters. Irrigation using the Don and the Kuban rivers deprived the Sea of Azov of its fresh water flow, making it far saltier and ruining its once magnificent sturgeon, bream, and perch fisheries. By 1975, the USSR used 8 times as much water as in 1913, most of it for irrigation. The maximization of the USSR's economic potential required water, so these rivers were bent to the will of the state and its planners.